Blog Talk Radio.
Church, you are the church, we are the church together. Welcome everybody, hallelujah, to Memorial Day weekend. Praise the Lord already. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. We praise God, and we're going to open up, have Pastor Mom, glory to God. Pastor Mom is going to open up with a word of prayer. And I just want to just start off by thanking everyone. Last week, there was so much going on here, and Pastor Mom was going through. And thank God, God took her through. God brought her through last week. And we had Pastor Price and Minister Joy, Arthur Amber came on last week and just blessed us on this broadcast, and we just thank God for that. Hallelujah. God just had them to jump right in and take care of it, and we thought we would have to take Pastor Mom to emergency room, but praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miraculous healing came to her on last Sunday during the church service. Glory to God. And so she's been feeling better ever since. Hallelujah. No pain ever since. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to have Pastor Mom, who's a walking miracle of the Lord, open us up with a word of prayer. Praise God.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We come this morning to God to see and help us go along today.
Thank you.
We praise God this morning, and we thank you, and we ask him for help this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us,
yes,
leading us in the hall of thy own hands. Be with us and stand by us. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for your good days. And thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Lord, thank you for carrying us along, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for being with us. Thank you for our five sins and sins.
Forgiving our sins.
Forgiving our sins and helping us.
Yes, Lord.
Go along.
Thank you for our president.
Thank you for our president, Lord, and lead us along the way. We thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Hold us in the hollows out of our hands. Lord, we cannot do without you.
Yes.
We need you all the way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord. Be with us and stand by us. Hold us in the hollows out of our hands. Lord, you know we can't do that without you. We need you all the way, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for your holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom sounded strong this morning, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. We're so grateful. We're just grateful this morning about everything that God is doing, that he has done, and that he will do. Hallelujah. This week's been quite a week for us. It's been birthday week. Pastor Price's birthday was on the 25th. That was a Tuesday. And then my birthday was on this Friday. So we have been partying in the Lord and praising the Lord for everything. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to listen to the elders in the church, and they said, I thank God for my life, my health, and my strength. And when I was younger, I was thinking, can't they just ask God for something else, you know? And then some of them would say, I thank God for the use and activities of my limbs and that I'm in my right mind. Now that I'm a certain age, I realize what they were saying. Hallelujah. And I thank God for my life because he didn't have to let me live. I thank him for my life. I thank him for my health. Hallelujah. Me and Pastor Mom, we still alive, and you are too. Hallelujah. Amen. And strength, hallelujah, you're in your right mind. Glory to God, because if you weren't in your right mind, you wouldn't be listening right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we pray that each and every one of you have the use and activity of your limbs. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just starting to learn more and more just to be thankful for what in my youth looked like ordinary, everyday things. But if a little ordinary and everyday thing go out, we going to need God, and we need him anyway, whether it goes out or not. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But welcome, everybody. So good to see all of you here with us on this Memorial Day weekend, just remembering all those who the Lord used to stand for us and to fight for us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have family members who are in the service right now. Amen. And we have those who are veterans. So, and then we think about also those who have passed away. Oh, my God. You know, so many people have passed away over the past year. It's just astounding. And it was not all from COVID. That people passed, you know. Some were just went on home, you know. And even my father, you know, went home to be with the Lord within the past year. So we have a lot to remember on this Memorial Day and to be thankful for the people who God allowed to be in our lives for even that amount of time. Amen. And so we just thank God for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to say a prayer here for a Memorial Day prayer for those who have passed on and those who are still grieving. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up the families of those who are remembering loved ones who are no longer here, Lord God. We thank you for peace right now in the name of Jesus, peace beyond all understanding. We thank you, Lord, that you touch us now, each and every one of us, me included. Hallelujah. And let your comfort and your peace be all over us right now in the name of Jesus, in those moments where the grief is like a wave, and it comes, a little wave will come in and go back out. Comfort us, Lord God, in those moments where the big waves come in, knowing that by your Spirit they're going to go back out again like the waves in the ocean. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we're not overwhelmed with grief, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that even as we grieve, because we need to grieve, even as we grieve, we don't grieve as those who have no hope, because you are our hope, Christ Jesus of glory. And so we bless you for that, Lord God. We thank you for peace in all of our hearts, and thank you for sending the Comforter to be with us. You are our Comforter, and we bless your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, that we will celebrate this Memorial Day, hallelujah, with love in our hearts, peace in our hearts, and joy in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture for today, Psalm 95. We'll be reading Psalm 95 in the King James Version. Read along with us, please. We're reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's magnify the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. We're going to read that together. And then get ready. I'm going to open up the lines. I think all of you guys know this. I'm going to open up the line, and you say at least three things that the Lord is to you, or say who the Lord is to you three different times. Amen. We were going down the alphabet, and I had encouraged you all to go put A through Z on a piece of paper, and then as you are or type it or whatever, and then find the A where you can say who the Lord is. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Go to B. He's beautiful. Hallelujah. Go to C. He's the Christ. He's Christ. Amen. So then you could just go from one alphabet to the next and build up. We want to build up our praise and worship repertoire. Praise God. So that we can be ready at all times to tell him who he is and magnify the Lord at all times. Let's read 4, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, we'll start with you. You want to pick three things and say who the Lord is to you. Praise God.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. That's a good P.
Lord Most High. The Lord is my master.
Amen. Good. Amen. That's good. Praise God. Praise God.
The Lord is my master.
Amen. Amen. You want to keep going? All right.
The Lord is my
healer. Amen. Yes, he is. Okay. Thank you, Pastor Mom. See, when you start saying who the Lord is, it's hard to stop. Praise God. You want to keep saying who the Lord is. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, okay, Pastor Catherine, who's here with us?
My bright and morning star.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Great and wonderful provider.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to just go down the line, so prepare yourself. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to open the line for Minister Rachel first. Then we're going to go to Pastor Price. I think this is Sister Monica. Then Minister Carrie, Minister Elaine, Sister Debbie, and Minister Mary. Praise God. So get yourself ready. Okay.
Hi, morning to everyone, and love you all, and God bless Pastor Mom and you, God Mom, and all of y'all. I'm glad y'all had wonderful birthdays and happy Memorial Day to everyone. And I have five, I want to say, from D, E, F, G, and H. That is my divine deliverer. He's my divine deliverer, eternal, everlasting God, faithful and fruitful God, gracious and glorious giving God, holy and honorable God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. The children want to say anything?
Amber did say something, then she ran out of here.
All right.
She said something.
All right. What's
quick and ran out.
All right, then. Thank you. Praise God. Okay, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And happy blessed, hallelujah, and happy blessed Memorial Day as it's coming up, Memorial Day weekend. God bless you all. I want to do L and M and S and T. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my light. And I love what, I was going to say Messiah, but I love what Mom said, Pastor Mom said, the Most High God. He's my light, my Messiah, and the Most High God. And then he is my Savior. And he is, and you know what? I think I'm going to just stay with Savior and the strength of our lives, the strength of my life. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God. Okay, we're going to open the line for Sister Monica. Is that you, Sister Monica?
Hey, I'm Bobby. Happy belated birthday, Aunt Willie and Aunt Bobby.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, the Lord is my healer, my provider, and my strength.
Amen. Amen. I love all of these strengths today because we're going to talk about that in the sermon. So thank you. Yes, he is. All that and more. Amen. Thank you. Okay, Minister Carrie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay. The Lord is my great reward. He's my living hope. And he's my faithfulness. He's faithful.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Minister Elaine.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. There's two of us on the line. So I'm going to, good morning, amen. Okay. I'm going to do F, H, and G. Faithful, he is holy, and he is good. And I have Sister yeah. Mary here.
I have my blood brother, my divine daddy, my faithful God, my healer.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. That's good. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Sister Debbie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I'll say the Lord is my strength, my healer, and my comforter, and my redeemer. I didn't go in alphabetical order.
Amen. Amen. It's Amen. Good. It's all good. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to say that the Lord, I think, well, I could hang out in A's for a while. He is almighty. He's altogether lovely. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the anointed one. Glory to God. He's beloved. He's beautiful. He's the bread of life. And he's our coming king. So I'm doing ABC. He's our coming king, our chief cornerstone, and our champion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just praise your name today, Lord God. Something happens when we start calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to go down the list that we have here, and you can repeat after us and just even add this to your repertoire. So who is the Lord to us? Amen. Lord, you are our strong creator.
You are the Lord
Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hope.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my Judge.
You are the Lord my Light.
You are the Lord my Light.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Blessed be your name, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go on to our declaration. Amen. And I thank God. I'm still thanking God for last week when the Price family, Pastor Price, Minister Joy, and Arthur Amber came on and just helped with everything last week. Hallelujah. I'm still very grateful to each and every one of them being in. And I mean, they stepped in at the last minute because we thought we were on our way to the emergency room. But God, hallelujah, but God, looking at Mom right now, just sitting strong. Hallelujah. And we thank God for her. We thank God for all that he's done. Amen. So we're going to do our declarations and you just repeat after me with these declarations. But I tell you, the Lord had us to do this, to start this. It's been over a year now. And saying declarations, declaring, decreeing things into the atmosphere. And I actually believe that things would have been worse had we not been doing these declarations. Amen. I'm going to talk about the script, strategy, and strength, and declaring is part of the strategy that God has given to us. Amen. So Job 22:28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine of thy ways." Hallelujah. Amen. So when we declare and decree, this is not a light thing. There's things that are happening. We may not see it with our eyes right now, but we will see what God has done, you know, as we declare and decree. And Isaiah 40:8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. So this word stands forever. All of our declarations are from the word of God. So they stand forever. Excuse me. And they will not return to him void, but they're going to accomplish all that he pleases. Amen. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water.
Amen. And that declaration came from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1:3. The next declaration, and we'll just do two more. So repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me,
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created it to function.
And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that comes from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. And just one more. Praise God. So repeat after me. The Spirit of Truth,
comes
to me,
teaches me
all things, and he guides me
into all truth.
Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge
of
every situation and circumstance that I come up against.
For I ask for the wisdom of God.
Amen. That's John 16:13 and James 1:5. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord God, that all of these declarations, everything that we declared, it does stand. It's standing right now on our behalf, and your light is shining up on it, and we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time of praise and worship right now. And we just thank God. Thank God for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. I keep saying it because it bears repeating. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And that we can even be here on Memorial Day to remember others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a few songs that has just been standing out to me on this week. So hallelujah. We give God praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, the lady who's going to be singing today is a friend of ours, Joy Bryant. So we're going to hear two songs. First, we're going to hear Joy. Amen. A joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ah, there it is. Thank you, Jesus. Joy.
I want to take you back to the old time way. The way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm better for my praise each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. And the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they'd start a little hymn like this. They'd say, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want.
Hallelujah. Them shouting words. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just so grateful. And we're going to do our prayer for finances now and have our time of offering. And then after that, we're going to come back and thank God all over again. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. I say he's worthy. He is so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And here we are again. We're doing declarations or actually praying over our finances. Another strategy that the Lord has given to us and has said, amen, that we need to pray over our finances every week. And I'm waiting on people to give testimonies. Amen, because I know y'all got some testimonies because God's been good. And I know with Pastor Mom and my finances and even the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, things have changed. Amen. God is blessing. And so I know he ain't blessing us all by ourselves. Amen. I know he's blessing you too because we've all been praying. We've been tithing. We've been offering. We've been believing. Amen. Hallelujah. So anytime any of you want to share that testimony, because I do understand that testimonies are very precious, and you share them as the Lord leads you to share. If he ever leads you to share a testimony, whether it's financial or otherwise, please let me know, and we will make space for you to share that testimony because it is so, so, so important. So. I've been saying for a long time that we're in the middle of a wealth transfer. Never in my lifetime have I heard the word trillion being mentioned so many times. You know, even with our government mentioning trillions of dollars that's going out, and our city here in St. Louis have been given $500 million. There's money that's just flowing everywhere right now. And so this is a time of wealth transfer. Amen. And when we're in the position to be able to receive that, God can go ahead and let it flow to us. And the position to be in is a position where you're tithing, where you're offering. And then the Lord knows that he can put that in your hands because you are going to be free to give, and he loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we will go on here, and we want to pray over our finances. Amen. So repeat after me. I'm loving this repeat after me thing. Okay, Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it's to be dispersed. I pray that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise, bring restoration and give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. Help me make good decisions as to how I spend. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I think about that prayer for finances a lot. If I seem to have misplaced something and I go into, Lord, I know I've already prayed. My money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured. It won't be destroyed or wasted. I'm going to find that money. Amen, or whatever it is. And I have been finding it. I'm looking for something right now, and I'm declaring and decreeing that over it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and it's $ESLCCC. And those initials stand for East St. Louis Center Church. You can also give at the door. Somebody was at the door this morning. If you live in the Heritage House, we're in 2E. Or you can mail it in, and people have been doing that as well. And you can make your checks payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. Praise God. So we thank God for those who are writing their checks right now, even as you're sitting there. Those who are on their Cash App, sending Cash Apps right now in the name of Jesus. And we have our dear Pastor Catherine here with us that's going to pray over our offering, our tithes and offerings today. Amen. Pastor Catherine.
Praise God. So, Father, we come in Jesus' name. We just want to say thank you so much, Lord God, for this day and for this time. We thank you, Lord God, so much for the good soil that we have a place, Lord God, to plant our seeds, of, Lord God, for our finance today. Thank you for a place, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, right now that somebody don't even have a place or even any type of soil to plant their seeds. But this is good soil. East St. Louis Christian Center is good soil to plant your seeds. And because, y'all, you said if we give, it would be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, today that, Lord God, it's going to be running over, not only money, Lord God, but our health, Lord God, our peace, Lord God, our joy, Lord God. Lord God, it's all going to be running over, and we just want to come, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praises. We thank you for every person that's going to plant a seed on today, Lord, no matter how small or how big it is, Father. We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you for entrusting them, Lord God, with the money that you have provided for them. And so, God, we come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Father, for each one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praises in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, if you had not saved me, I don't know. For making our pathway straight. Thank you for always being our protector, our guide, our shield, our everything. Through every trial, through every dark place in our life, we can say this. Through dark clouds, the sun will always. The light of the world. We just give you praise, glory, and honor today for all that you've done for us, for the sacrifice. We want to say we're grateful.
Grandmother used to say, I just thank him for as well as it is. Hallelujah. Everything ain't perfect, but I thank him for as well as it is, because it could have been worse than it is right now. Amen. Amen. So I'm just grateful to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go into the word of God today. The word, the Lord has given us a word. Amen. We started on a week before last, and once again, thanking Pastor Price and her family for coming in last week when we were in the middle of emergency time with Pastor Mom, and all is well now. We give God the glory. That's why we're just so grateful. Amen. So we're coming back this week and finishing up, Lord willing, finishing up the word on script, strategy, and strength. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. We honor you. Hallelujah. This word that you have given today, it came straight from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just say, Lord God, deliver it the way that you want it delivered, right into the heart. Hallelujah. Into the souls, the minds, the wills, and the emotions, to our hearts, right into our spirit, right into our soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we will be forever changed, that our perspective will change, that we will see, hallelujah, we'll be aware of your script, of your strategy, of your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll know how to just draw on you even more and just come to you, Lord God. We thank you for this life-changing word. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Many of you who are on the line, you know, you're men and women of God. You know that when God gives you a word, you're going to live it. Hallelujah. And this word, I would say, you know, a month ago or so when he first gave it to me, is different. It's alive. Hallelujah. And he has shown, you know, so many things during this time. And so strategy and strength. So God will give you his script. He will give you his strategy, and he will give you his strength. Hallelujah. If we look to him, he'll tell us what to say, what to do, and he'll give us the strength to carry through. Glory to God. Glory to God. When we get his strength, his script, excuse me, when we get his script and his strategy, there's a strength that comes from him like no other. Hallelujah. When you've heard him give you his word on something and then give you his strategy on something, the strength just comes. Praise God. And I think about evangelism. There's a scripture in Proverbs 11:30 that says that he that winneth souls is wise. God will give us even a script for evangelism to lead somebody to Jesus. He'll give us a strategy to know what to do and how to do it. He'll give us that strength. And like Proverbs 28:1 says, that the righteous are bold as a lion. So he'll give us that bold strength to be able to go in and to evangelize. Some of this is going to be a review of what we did a couple of weeks ago. It bears repeating. And so what the Lord has shown us is that even Jesus himself had a script. Praise God. John 14 and verse 24, Jesus said, he who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. So even Jesus had a script. Hallelujah. So the words that he was saying wasn't his words, but it was the words of the Father who sent him. Oh, glory to God. Let us always have his script. that when we talk and we entreat people, that we can come out with the words that came from the Father and not our words. I was saying that my uncle, who lived with my grandmother many years ago, she's gone home to be with the Lord now almost 18 years ago, or, yeah, 18 years ago, and going on 19. And so he was doing some things, living with my grandmother at the house that I did not agree with. And I made up my mind I was going to tell him, I was going to give him a piece of my mind about what he was doing. So I came to town, and I had fixed my mouth to tell him, and what came out of my mouth was the words of the Father. And the Lord said to him, thank you so much for taking care of my child, who is your mother. Thank you for being with her. Her desire was not to be in a nursing home. She never wanted to be, and she came to God and put her desire out there. So the Lord told my uncle, thank you for being here with her, because if you weren't here with her, there's a great possibility that she would have been in a nursing home. And the Lord proceeded to say out of my mouth how he was going to honor my uncle for what he had done. Those were not my words. That wasn't my script, but it was God's script. And I thank him for his script. Hallelujah. And his words are eternal words. They don't just have implications right here and now, but because it's from him, it'll go even from generation to generation. And Simon Peter, Jesus said something, and he was saying what the Father had told him to say. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have anything in me. This is in John chapter 6. And so then a bunch of the disciples started leaving. And they're like, this is a hard saying. I can't deal with this. I don't know where you're coming from with these words you're saying. And then disciples would say, well, will you leave me too? And good old Simon Peter said to him in John 6:68, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. So we want to go to God to get his script. Because when we get his script, we're talking about the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. And then when we get his script, we're all in Isaiah 55:11, when we have the script from the Lord. And it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So when we have the word of God, amen, it's not going to return unto him void. It's going to what he pleases, and it's going to prosper in the thing where he sends it to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm perceiving something in the spirit right now. And I'm just going to stop here and pray because I'm perceiving something. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up whoever it is who's feeling like they're about to cry right now. And they're feeling just like they're about to cry for whatever reason. If something's going on in their family, in their lives, and it feels like a tearful situation. So, Lord God, we lift up those emotions to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that your peace overtakes them and overwhelms them right now in the name of Jesus. Even in the midst of what they're going through, let your peace, let your joy well up on the inside of them right now. The joy of the Lord is their strength. And in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you care so much about them that you would stop a sermon right in the middle to pray for them. And the Lord says, you are not alone. You may feel lonely, but you are not alone. I am with you, saith the Lord. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, and I will never fail you. Know that I love you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. You are not alone. I am with you day and night and day. Wherever you make your bed, I'm there, and I love you. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It just made me think about years ago I was on a fast. I was on a complete water fast, and at that point I had been on it, for about 30-something days, I was headed for 40 days. This woman was preaching. I was at church. She was preaching. All of a sudden she stopped and she said, the Lord says, come off of that fast right now. And then she kept preaching. And she didn't say anything else about it. I wonder even today, did I hear that from you, God, straight from you? Or did she stop in the middle of the sermon and say it? But I heard it very clearly, come off the fast now, because I had started throwing up blood. And I said, God, if you said I'm supposed to stay on this fast for 40 days, I don't care if I'm throwing up blood. I'm staying on this fast. And when she said that, I knew that that was from the Lord. And I, you know, came off the fast at that time. So, amen. So God will stop in the middle of a sermon to talk to you. Praise God. Amen. Now, Jesus also gave his disciples a script. And so this is, around the time of Passover and Palm Sunday. Amen. So he told the disciples, he said, now go and get this colt for me. He said, go into a village opposite you where you enter, you'll find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're loosing it, and see, this is a whole script that he's given. He's telling them where to go. He's saying, he's going to tell them in a moment what to say. But he said, you know, somebody else is going to say this to you. If they ask you why are you loosing it, thus you shall say to them, because the Lord has need of it. So the Lord will tell you what your script is, and he'll tell you what somebody else is going to say as well. Amen. And it happened exactly that way. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said. But as they were loosing the colt, the owner of it said to them, why are you loosing this colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. They had a script. Hallelujah. So say this after me. Lord, give me your script.
I want your script.
So I know what to say.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Son and the Holy Ghost wants to give us a free flow kind of script. In Mark 13:11, and it's mentioned several other times in the Bible, Mark 13:11, Matthew 10:19-20, Luke 12:11-12, and then again in Luke 21:14-15. So I'm going to go to the one in Luke since it's mentioned two times in Luke. Luke 12:11-12, Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, and then Luke chapter 21, verses 14 and 15. Hallelujah. Amen. You happen to have that, Pastor? That's okay. Either the Luke 12:11-12. Okay,
Go ahead, read that for me.
And when they bring you to the synagogue and to the magistrate in power, take ye no thought of what things ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Amen. Amen. So he said, I'm going to give you a script. You know, when you come before the synagogue, the magistrates, the authorities, those in power, you come before them, don't worry about it. Don't try to figure out the answer. They're going to say this, I'm going to say that, this. Don't try to worry about that. But the Holy Ghost is going to give you what you should say, what you ought to say right at that moment. And then in Luke 21:14-15, it says, therefore, settle in your heart not to meditate beforehand. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Come on, somebody. Praise God. He'll give us a mouth and wisdom. I love that part. Amen. We need a mouth and wisdom. Hallelujah. To know what to say, when to say, how to say it. Just the right thing to say. And then for God to be able to use our mouth even more and more, it's really good if you speak in tongues. Amen. Some people have already, they've been filled with the Holy Spirit. They speak with other tongues. If you do that, do it more. James 3:1 says that the tongue is the most unruly member of the body. And that's why it's just so important for us to speak in tongues. The more we speak in tongues, the more the Lord can take over in those times and speak through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if you want to speak in tongues more, you can join us every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we are praying in tongues on Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Amen. And there are people who prayed in tongues, who were filled with the Holy Spirit, had the evidence of speaking in tongues and only did it one time. And there are some who have come and just listened on the broadcast and began to speak in tongues again, because water flows with water. Amen. So you can call the same number, 516-418-5699. On Eastern. We pray for 1 hour in tongues. We have 4 volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then after that hour is over, then we have interpretation of tongues. And that has been no less than awesome. I'll have to say with interpretation of tongues, it's really God speaking to us. It's a prophecy. He's talking to us. And he's had me to go back because we've been doing this over a year now, and I've been, you know, typing in the interpretation, and especially the ones that he gives to me. And so this past week, the Lord said, there was a word that was an interpretation back from November. And he had me to look at that, and that it was highlighted to me. And a friend of mine just had surgery, and the Lord said that he was going through. Send that word to him. So that was my script to send to him. And this was a word. He just had the surgery, I think it was Monday, and the Lord had given this word back in November. And when I sent that word to him, he said that's exactly what God had been saying to him, the word that was given back in November. God is awesome. Hallelujah. So he'll prepare a script. I mean, of course, from his word, it was a long time ago. Amen. But he'll prepare a script for you that was a long time ago. And maybe even a word that you read in the Bible a long time ago, hadn't thought about it. He'll bring it back up to you, and that'll be your script. Hallelujah. Psalm 19 and 14, one of my favorite scriptures, and I have a lot of favorites. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. So the words that come out of our mouth, there's a link with our strength with that, because we're going to get to strength. Amen. We believe we're going to get to strength today. Hallelujah. And as I was going through this, the Lord was saying, as you read through the Bible, the Lord will make you aware of script that you can make your own. You know, he'll bring it. They'll just stand out to you, because as you're listening right now, we're all becoming more aware of God, of his script, of his strategy, and of his strength. Hallelujah. Now, in John 16 and 23, John 16 and 23, it says, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, it shall be done. If you ask anything in my name, it shall be done. That's an unlimited script. Amen. Unlimited script. That anything linked to his name takes every limit off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have unlimited power of attorney. Now, you got to be God Almighty God to be able to give these mouths that can speak all manner of stuff, amen, to give us unlimited power of attorney. Hallelujah. Meditate on that. Selah. Amen. That's powerful. If you ask anything in my name. So he said, I'm going to give you a blank check. It's like giving us a blank check. Who writes checks anymore? But it's like giving a blank check. It's like giving you a debit card. I write checks every once in a blue moon. Amen. And so that's what we used to call a blank check. If you ask anything in my name, it shall be done. Hallelujah. We have unlimited power of attorney. Hallelujah. Let's go on to strategy. Amen. Strategy. Now, God's ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. It says, Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And what the Lord did, he revealed his act to the children of Israel. So the children of Israel saw the acts of God, and this is Psalm 103 and verse 7. It says, but he made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. So the children of Israel saw his acts. They saw what he did. They saw the miracles. They saw the fire by night and the cloud by day. You know, they saw things going on in the mountains and the things that God had done, but they didn't know his ways. They didn't know his ways behind his acts. They didn't know the strategies of what he was doing behind his acts, and so it scared them. It scared them. They told Moses, you go to him and find out what he's saying and then bring it over to us. But we ain't going to mess with him because he looked pretty terrible to us. But Moses was not afraid of God like the children of Israel. Yeah, he had a reverential fear for God, but he wasn't afraid like they were. So his strategy, the strategy of God, what he did and why he did it, was revealed to Moses. Because it's one thing to see what God did or what God allowed, and it's another thing for God to say what he did or why he allowed that. So Moses got to know the character and the nature of God as he revealed his strategy. And as I said before, that's why Moses wasn't afraid of God like the children of Israel were. Now, God's strategies, and sometimes, you know, when you don't really know what he's doing, it seems like, oh my God, I'm your girl. Why you, you know, why you doing it like this? You know, and there were times in my life where I was like, God, hey, I'm your girl. I know you love me. I know I love you. But this thing that's going on right here, I don't get it. You know, a strategy is in effect. And personally, something that happened to me, it was a real tough time in my life. My friends had come to town to go through it with me and everything. And that very day when I was going through, my grandmother passed away. My grandmother on my father's side passed away that same day. And I'm like, God, this is a hard thing, you know, that I'm going through this. And then he let me know his ways behind this strategy that he had. He said, now, Barbara, you're going through something right now. And I know your grandmother passed today, but, you know, she knew me, you know. And so she's home with me right now. She's okay. But I allowed it to happen on this day where you were going through this tough time because you need to go home and be with your family right now. I was in New Jersey at the time. And he said, you need to go home and be with your family. And because my grandmother died at the same time, I got, back in those days, they gave you 2 weeks off if you're a close relative lived out of town. So I got 2 weeks off of work. She could have died 2 weeks before that. She had lived a nice long life, you know, and she loved the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he said, I allowed her to pass at this time so you could go home and be with the family because you need to be with family right now. And I said, thank you, Lord. And the company I worked for, AT&T, paid me 2 weeks to go out of town. Amen. So then when you get to know God and you know his strategy, that he can have a strategy that seems to come way out of left field someplace, but when he reveals his ways and you get to know his character and his nature, then that strategy is like, okay, God, I got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to go through a few strategies that probably you know about. Where God's strategy worked for some people in the Bible. You probably know about this already. For Gideon, in Judges chapter 6 through 8, God gave Gideon a strategy. And I'm sure when God started with this strategy, I know Gideon was like, God, what you doing? He gave Gideon some men to help him defeat this huge army. And he kept, God's strategy was cut it down, cut it down, cut it down, until there was only a handful of men to fight this army that was so huge. And God cut it down. And he had a strategy. Hallelujah. Amen. And the strategy was so interesting. When these guys drink water, the guys who cup the water in their hands and drink from their hands the water, those are the guys you keep. The ones who bend over and lap the water up, let those guys go. You know, so God has a strategy and the way that he does things. in my mind, I'm thinking the guys who bent over and started lapping that water up, they would bow down to anything because they were thirsty. They would bow down to anything or do anything. But the ones who put it up to their mouth, hallelujah, they were the ones whose eyes were still up. They could see what was going on around them. They could follow the leader. Amen. That's Barbara's interpretation of that. Amen. And so then in the book of Ruth, Naomi got a strategy, and we believe she got that from the Lord. And so in the book of Ruth, Naomi had a strategy. She told Ruth about it. Ruth did it. And then through that strategy, they had food for their home, and she ended up marrying the kinsman redeemer. Okay, then we go to Esther, the book of Esther, where Esther received a strategy. Her strategy was to fast, to pray, and then to petition. Hallelujah. To petition the king after she had fasted and prayed. So God will give you a strategy. He will give each and every one of us a strategy. Hallelujah. Jesus himself had a strategy. When he came, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to whosoever. Amen. So there was a strategy. Jesus was the strategy to come, to become a vulnerable man so that he could redeem us from our sins. Glory to God. So, of course, he knows about strategy. And then the Lord gave a man a strategy. And this strategy that he gave this man was to pray 5 hours a day for 3.5 years. Can you imagine? Praying 5 hours a day for 3.5 years. And then to pray 7 hours a day for another year and a half. Then after that strategy, the holy fire fell from heaven. And one of the most well-known and life-changing revivals hit the world. Hallelujah. And we're still being affected by it over 100 years later. And that man who prayed was a black man named William Seymour, and the revival was the Azusa Street Revival 100 years ago. Hallelujah. So what strategy is God giving to you? It might seem weird. Now, it's not going to seem freaky weird, but it might seem strange to you. But his strategy, you know, when he gives you that strategy, he's given us a strategy lately. And sometimes a strategy is it's kind of hard. You're like, well, God, do I need to really do it like this? And he's like, yes, you need to really do it like this. Even with our what we do every week, our declarations, our praying over our finances, and it seems so simple, and it seems like, oh, God, we got to do this every week, you know. Are people going to get tired of doing this every week? He said, I don't care if they get tired. I don't care if they think that this is so simple. Continue with this strategy, and you will see the fruit of this strategy. Hallelujah. So continue with it. There's a story that I've heard years ago that helps me at times when I'm going through something. And the story was of a man that the Lord had told him to push this rock every day. And this rock was bigger than him. In fact, it was a boulder. And he kept trying to push this thing every day, every day. And it didn't seem like it was going anywhere, you know. And he was doing, he did it for years. And someone came up, and you know how the enemy speaks through people, and told this guy, listen, you've been doing this every day. I've been watching you. This rock hasn't budged not one inch since you've been doing this. And the guy says, I'm going to keep doing this because the Lord told me to do it. And then after a while, those words that came from somebody else came from the enemy started getting into him. And he started saying to the Lord, I've been doing this all this long time, and ain't nothing happened. I'm going to stop. And then the Lord said to him, told you to push that rock like that, but you don't even see what has happened to you since you've been pushing the rock. The muscles in your arm have gotten bigger and strong. You've gotten stronger in your arms. Your back is strong now. Your legs are strong. Hallelujah. And all during that time, you've been trusting in me. And let me tell you, and the Lord said, let me tell you this. I never meant for you to move the rock. I'm going to move the rock. I just needed you to do what I gave you to do. Hallelujah. Follow the strategy. No matter how long it takes, I'm talking to me. The Lord is talking to me, and he's talking to you too. Follow the strategy. There are some strategies where you will see the results of it. You'll see the fruit of it automatically. You'll see it soon. But there are some where it's going to be years before you see it. And we have to continue to be faithful. And remember what the word says, if you'll be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over much. And when God gives us a strategy, we must, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and Pastor Mom, her favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. So that's what we have to do with the strategy that the Lord has given. Amen. Even here with Pastor Mom, he's given us strategies. He's given myself, Pastor Catherine. He's given us strategies on what to do. We even have a strategy of how Pastor Mom stands up out of a chair and transfers from one chair into her transport. You know, we have a strategy of how to make her dinner. You know, we have a strategy of so many different ways that we do it, and it makes it easier when we have those strategies at hand. Jesus had a strategy to pay the taxes. Amen. So he told Simon Peter, he said, now you go and you cast out your hook, and the first fish that comes, that's Matthew 17:27, the first fish that comes up, open up the fish's mouth, and you'll find a piece of money. Take that and give it for me and for you. So God, he's been giving strategies for a long time. Now, that's a pretty weird strategy, but it worked, didn't it? Amen. Peter went and got that money out of that fish's mouth. And then we got the strategy of when he healed the blind man. He took some dirt. He spat on it, and he said, you know, go to the pool of Siloam and wash it off, and you'll be, you know, and you'll be healed. That's John 9, verses 6 and 7. So God has some strategies. They may seem a little strange. They may take a little longer than you think that they were going to take. But if you stick with it, amen. Hallelujah. If we stick with his script, the word of God, if we stick with his strategy, hallelujah, we're going to have the strength. He's going to give us the strength to be able to stick with it. Hallelujah. There is strength, and there is strength in the strategy. Say that with me. There is strength in the script, and there is strength in the strategy. One more time, there is strength in the script, and there is strength in the strategy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to give us the strength to be able to make it through all that he gives us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. A word from the Lord gives strength. Amen. When he tells us what to do, he gives strength. The script and the strategies lead to strength. You know, there are times, I think about, since I'm living this right now, even with Pastor Mom, there are times where we're up during the night, and we have night shifts now. And the Lord was saying to me, you know, this is how I want you to do it at night. And it gave me, the strategy gave me strength, hallelujah, to continue on and do what he says to do. Now, this is Psalm 27 and 14. Here's a wonderful strategy here. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's a strategy. We may not think that waiting is a strategy, but honey, waiting is a strategy. Even in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, there's a strategy, shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. So he'll give you the strategy, and sometimes the strategy is just wait. Just wait, 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 wait. There are times where the Lord would say to me, don't do anything till 3 o'clock. Because I'm like, oh, let me go do this. I've got to do da, 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 da. And he said, don't do anything until 3 o'clock. And when 3 o'clock came, so many things have changed that I didn't have to do all the stuff that I was going to do before 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I was looking at this scripture. This came to me, James 1, 2 through 3. But brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. So that patience, that waiting, as we wait on the Lord, our faith is being tried. Our faith is being strengthened, or as we are patient and waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's joy. God wants us to have joy. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them from whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So get the strategy that the Lord had with this. Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet. This is a strategy. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, and don't be sorry. And then you're going to get some strength. Hallelujah. For this day is holy unto the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So the script, the strategy, and the strength. God has given us all of those. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you have his script, and remember what we said about his script, when we have his script, we have unlimited power of attorney. Amen. And when you have power of attorney, I have had power of attorney before. When you have power of attorney, you can do anything that person would do that you have their power of attorney for. Amen. You can walk boldly and do what Jesus did because we have his power of attorney, and he has given it to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have the script, we have his script, we have his strategy, and we have his strength. Amen. And more he's going to reveal to you. Oh, it's going to really stand out now. He said he's going to make us so aware of his script, his strategy, and his strength in every area of our life, in the small things and in the great things. We have his script, his strategy, and his strength. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you for your script, for your strategy, for your strength. Lord God, even take this word and just even make it more real for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let this word become such a part of us that we're so aware, hallelujah, of your script, of your strategy, of your strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In every area, every circumstance, every situation in our lives. We won't speak those things that just come right to our minds, but we want your script. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want your ways to be our ways. So we want your strategy in every situation, in every circumstance. And we want your joy. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God, for this word today, this life-changing word, hallelujah. And for some, it's life-changing immediately. And for some, as we go along the way, our lives will be forever changed. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I've gotten a few comments on that were text to me. I thank you guys for that. If you have any comments, questions, or any prayer requests, press your number one key, and we're going to open up the line. Hallelujah. If this word has touched you in any way, we want to hear about it. Glory to God. So press your number one key. Amen. Right now we see Pastor Price's number one key press. If anybody else is pressing it, we don't see you. So text me and let me know. Amen. Minister Donna said, thank you, Abba Father, during the service. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And she said, thank you for delivering God's message to us. Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel said, amen, amen, I receive. All in Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Catherine, since you're here in the room, did you want to say anything?
Well, I just said, what a wonderful message for us to be reminded that we have to use God's script, not our own script. Because so many times we want to go our own way and we make up in our own mind what we have to say to certain people. But praise God, if we're in tune and stay close to him and follow his voice, he'll lead and guide us in the way we need to go.
Hallelujah.
So I just want to say thank you so much, Apostle, for this could continue to remind us so that we might be able to stay on the right path for the glory of God. All right. God bless you.
Amen. Did you want to say something now, Pastor Mom?
Say, God bless you for the message this morning. And I enjoyed it. I think I kind of nodded a little bit on it, but I still heard it. I thank the Lord for you and that message today. And praise God for you.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's okay you nodded. The two of y'all was up last night. I was sleeping. Thank you, Pastor Catherine, for allowing me to sleep last night. Amen. Amen. Open up the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Pike.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. That was just a real, I love that word. I love that word on God's script and God's strategy and God's strength. I love that. And that you told us that, that he has given us that script of unlimited power of attorney and his strategy and his strength, that God will make us so aware of his script, his strategy, and his strength. And I love that, that he does that, that there is strength in the script. There is strength in the strategy. And I just love each place that he had you to do, Apostle. I was thinking about sometimes there are people who maybe they might not have been very good in school, or they may not even had a lot of what they call, quote, book learning. And those are the ones that God will just do a special work in their lives. I've seen people that even in the area of the lab, when I was working in the lab, some of them didn't go to school, but they started off and didn't have the papers and credentials, but God would teach them along the way, give them their script and their strategy, and they began to go high up in places. Sometimes it would make some of the other technicians jealous because here they had gone and did certain other things, and God used them to take them on through to be able to go forward. Then there's the other side of the coin, that there are people who do have book learning, but it's been said of them that they have no common sense. But when we come into Jesus Christ, it's such a wonderful thing that either side, we're not handicapped. We're not handicapped because God will truly give us the script and the strategy and the strength. And 1 Corinthians 1 is one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30, that Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom. He'll give you wisdom, what to say, how to say, and when to say it. He's our righteousness, our redemption, our sanctification. But the first thing it says is he's been made unto us wisdom. So we're not handicapped. If we have book learning, we're not handicapped. If we don't have book learning, we're not handicapped because God is our wisdom, because he'll give you the right thing to say at the right time. That's why I love that it said in the Word of God that the Bible, that's why when people are so adamant about that this is a white person's Bible, and they said that this is not that this is man-made and so forth. The scripture tells us that the ones were moved. That's the strategy of script. Were moved how to write by the Holy Ghost. I'm a living witness of that. I've seen when he had me making those over 300 to 500 altogether videos, that each some things he would have me to do, and I'd just look around and I wouldn't know which way he was going. But when he would do it, if I started on the wrong pathway of how to do one of the graphics for it, he'd move me to do another. He'll give you the script. He'll give you the strategy, as you said, and he will give you the strength. So I thank God for that very timely word, because I believe in the time that we live now, in the time that we're living now, we're going to need to have God's script at all times. We're going to need to have his strategy. It might be even where our eating is concerned. It would be a simple thing. God may tell us just to walk a little bit. It might be a simple thing to tell us to just eat till you burp. It might be, and then all of a sudden you'll begin to see certain things happen. You go, why was it that simple? And it's not invasive on your body. It might be just little things that he might tell us to do, eat certain fruits or vegetables, or even where our study of the word. Just recently, and I know my view of eating, it's not a long story. I've been using for the last few years my telephone and my computer to read, the Bible, to read through the Bible and read the Bible. And God has had me start back to picking up my Bible. And I didn't know how much of a wonderful difference it made. Because in my Bible, they have down the middle of the pages, they have reference points. And then also they have references where it'll lead you, you might read one thing and then it'll lead you to another, to another, to another. I miss that. Because it can take you, you can go on a wonderful journey with the Lord, just beginning to start doing, some reading in there. And so God has got me on a new kind of strategy with his script,
because as I began to travel and go different places, I was at the point where I was saying, oh, I'm thankful that I don't have to take my Bible with me because I got my Bible in my phone or I got my Bible in my computer. But the Lord said, you need a physical Bible with you. And then he began to show me the value, the value of that Bible being with me and just going. It was so marvelous. It may seem old school to some, but it may seem like, oh, man, this is really going back old school to get the book. But he's saying to me, get the book. Take your book. It might be big. It might be a little bit heavy for you. But still, he even showed me the bag. Give me the strategy, the bag to take it in. He said, look, I asked Amber yesterday, where's my black and white bag so I can put my Bible down in it and be able to take my Bible with me and keep my Bible and then open it up and be able. And I heard Mom say, I was reading when I'm praying the word over Pastor Mom. The Lord had told me, now open your Bible up while you're praying for Pastor Mom. And he began to take me from one scripture to another while I was praying for Pastor Mom. And as he did so, Mom said, oh, she said, Helen, I went to sleep, really to sleep. And that was really a great blessing because it was just like a peace as he had me reading that word. So I just thank God for your word today, the tremendous word. This was a tremendous and is a tremendous word. It's one that needs to go back and listen. And all the passages that you give, that of what he gives us in script, what he gives us strategies to be able to maneuver in this earth realm, and then the strength that we need. So thank God for you, Apostle. Pastor Mama, love you this morning, Pastor Catherine, and all the saints in their respective places. God bless each one of you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. As you were saying about the Lord saying, to get the word or the Bible, the book out, it made me think about, and I hadn't read about this in a while, that there's a miracle that's been going on where these people have a Bible, and the Bible coming out of the Bible, a book, the Bible, and it just started coming out. And so they put it like in a little Tupperware thing, and then that filled up, and then they got bigger Tupperware, and they set the Bible in it, and the oil kept coming out. And so they started putting the oil in bottles and giving it away, and people started getting healed from that oil that was coming through the Bible. I was trying to see if I could find it again. I think it's in somewhere in Georgia that was going on, where this oil, but it wasn't coming out of the Bible out of a computer or out of a phone, but it was coming out of a written Bible. So praise God. And I'm just wondering if that's a word from the Lord that says, don't put my book down and not pick it up just because you got it on computers now. So, amen. Just thought about that as you were talking. Praise God.
God bless.
And then as you were saying that, then my friend, Minister Donna, and she said, it's time for you to put, now she said this, she sent this text before you started talking about how God will help you write a book. And it says, it is time for you to put your and Pastor Mom's in a book and send it to Barnes & Noble to share his written words of hope, healing, salvation, and help, and how to hold on to heaven comes for us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Donna. Hallelujah. Amen. So she found out the oil dripping out of the Bible. She found that. Thank you, Minister Donna. Praise God. Amen. Minister Mary said, praise God. Great word from God. I will wait on the Lord for his strategy, strength, and his script in my life. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that comment, Minister Mary. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else? We're going to go ahead and close You know, we have barbecue over here, praise the Lord. And thanks to Thren, and the Lord giving her the strategy and the strength to be able to do that. Minister Carey, I'm going to open a line for you.
I speak too fast sometimes. I just thank the Lord for you and for the words that you gave today. And as you were speaking, it reminded me, you know, last year I had started back during the summer, I guess, not really the summer, before going into the summer, I had just started trying to get up and walk again because my strength was so down in my legs. And one morning as I woke up, the Lord spoke to me and told me to get my Bible and go over to the Lady of the Shrine. There's a, I had bought a walker. He told me to buy one of those walkers, you know, the roller walkers. And he said, yes. Get the Bible, get that roller walker, and go over to the Lady of the Shrine. And right there, there's a part there in the shrine where they have benches sitting all around the cathedral part of it. And as I went over and got the walker, I started walking. And I would walk a while, and I would sit on one of the benches. And I would read mm-hmm. and study. Then I would get up, and I would walk again. And when I first started, I could not only walk like two benches. And before uh-huh. long, the Lord strengthened my legs so that I could walk that whole thing around and come back and sit. And so that was the strategy
Hallelujah.
He gave me to get up and start walking again.
Hallelujah.
And I just praise the Lord for that because I was just so down. I said, Lord, I want to walk. I want to get up. And that was, and you reminded me, that was a strategy right then to get up again
yes.
and begin to walk.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's a beautiful strategy. Yeah, I've been over there. I'm waiting on him to say go over there again, but he used to send me over there. For people who don't know, I think it's called the the Shrine of the Lady of the Snows or something. It's a Catholic place, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's Illinois, and it's just beautiful. The grounds, and they have a big amphitheater. In fact, that's where I graduated from high school, at the amphitheater that they
okay.
have there. And it's just a place of just really beautiful solitude and just, you know, God just meets you over there when you walk around. And then they have, like, the Stations of the Cross, and you can walk there, read the scripture as you walk around and everything. And so I used to go over there when I first came here, and he'd tell me to take my flags over there, and I would flag and dance. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
So I love that strategy. Love that strategy. And he's giving you strength through the strategy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. Amen. I'm so happy for you. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Carey. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. So, Minister Donna, I know you text me a few more things. I'm going to read that when I get offline here, when we finish. Okay. I don't see anyone else with their number one key pressed. If you do have it pressed, you know, let me know. I just want to just acknowledge some people who are on the line. Of course, Pastor Price, Minister Carey, Minister Rachel and her family. Good to see all of you here today. Monica, and her mom, hallelujah, Sister Debbie and Minister Mary, praise God. Amen. Good to see you, Reverend. Hallelujah. Minister Kiva. I was going to say Reverend Treva, but this is Minister Kiva from Nashville. I see you. Praise God. Good to see you. And then Minister Micheline. Hallelujah. Good to have all of you on today. We pray that you have a wonderful, and Minister Donna here. Praise God. You must be online, Minister Donna. Oh, no, maybe that's you, the 732, not Minister Micheline, but Minister Donna. Praise God. And so, amen. So good to have all of you on with us today. It's always a blessing. Praise God. And I know God sent you, because if he didn't send you, you wouldn't be here. So we give God all the praise. Pray that if you want some barbecue, that you'll get some barbecue this weekend. Amen. And I think that's about it. So, Mom, do you have any closing remarks? Oh, let me mention what's going on Get Em Radio, and then we're going to have Mom give any closing remarks and closing prayer. Okay, so we're at the end of May. Hallelujah. This is the fifth Sunday in May. Tomorrow we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we're doing a little rerun on tomorrow. And this is my favorite, all-time favorite rerun that we're doing, and it's called The Brook, The Bag, Sling. And that is David and Goliath from the perspective of the brook, the bag that David is carrying that has the rock in it, and the sling. Just a really good perspective. Hallelujah. So if you have an opportunity tomorrow during the festivities or whatever, and you can always Google and you know, listen to our archives at any time. So just Google Get Em Radio, GITM Radio. So anyway, that's tomorrow at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, June the 1st, we're still doing Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. You guys have been so wonderful about volunteering to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. You've been so great about doing that. Continue to do that. Just text me and let me know what days you're available, even if it's future days. You know, later on in June or even July, you got some future days, just go right ahead and let me know what day, and we'll put you in one of those slots. This Wednesday, we won't be doing anything, but on the June the 9th, which will be here any moment now, is our prophetic healing, and we have the Harkey family with us, Elder Philip and Minister Linda, and so we'll be praying for people. You know anyone who's in need of healing? Excuse me, if you're in need of healing yourself, please call in. God is still in the healing business. Amen. On Thursday, praise God, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Myth. And we're going to see what God does. Hallelujah. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then next Sunday is the first Sunday, June 6th, the first Sunday in June, we will have tag team preaching. So please come, and don't let the preaching part scare you. You can come. If you're a preacher, you can preach for 5 minutes. Have your scripture, have your sermon title, preach for 5 minutes. If you don't think that you're a preacher yet, but we just still want you to share something. You can share something about the Lord. You can even share from your devotional. Hallelujah. Something that stood out to you in a devotional, You can share that with us. You can share a scripture with us. You can share a poem about the Lord with us. Amen. We just want you to share something. You can share your testimony on the first Sunday, June the 6th, and we will be having communion on that Sunday as well. Hallelujah. And so we plan to be here, Lord willing, unless he comes to get us before then. Amen. We're going to hear from Minister Kiva, and then we'll have Pastor Mom give a closing remark and close us out in prayer. Hey, Minister Kiva, welcome. You have your mute on, Minister Kiva? Okay, I think this is your number, area code 615-739. If you're saying something, I can't hear you. All right, then. Okay. God bless you. Mr. Mom.
Okay.
Any closing remarks you want to say? Thanking everybody for praying for you.
Yes.
They're praying for you.
Yes, thank you and everybody for praying for me. And keep going. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
And this is what he said. And closes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.